You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Will! How's he been playing?
We'll see.
He's doing his thing?
Yeah.
I'd like him to come off the bench.
Oh.
And it's not about how he's playing. It's... when he comes off the bench with that abundance of energy and everything that he does, I think it just hits different than – and again, he had to start, you know, by default against Miami, Stoney. But I love what I'm seeing from the kid. But you got me arguing with my own now, and I don't like it because you're trying to misconstrue what I'm saying.
Well, you made a big mistake,
nope.
And that's okay.
You got Harry, I got Squirt, and now he thinks I'm saying practice doesn't matter. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you are who you are. Yeah, I can help. But you ain't going to grow. You ain't going to get faster.
No.
The bottom line is you said, too, and that's why I said you were double talking, that the youngsters are leaving a lot to be desired.
Right.
And I don't think practice is going to make them all, you know, and you're going to come out a new man. That's all I'm saying.
And then I asked you this.
What'd you say?
How'd Ryan Rollins get to where he's at right now?
I want to know.
It's called practice.
But why did
how come he's
not in a Warrior uniform?
Because
what?
He worked on his game, and they didn't see it. They wanted Chris Paul. Hmm. They needed salary relief.
Wizards didn't see it either.
I'm going to find out about that.
Evan, help me out.
And there's a lot of playing time in Washington.
Hey, speaking of which, real quick, I explained to Steiny what happened yesterday, Evan, about you trying to find your own Harry and Bobby from Los Altos calling, you giving your email on air. Have you had any applicants?
Yeah, I actually got a couple, and I appreciate it. By the way, I gave my work email, not my personal email.
All right, gotcha. He needs a guy. I'm mad at my guy because he's doing you right now. I got him on ice, Squirt.
All right, I don't want to do this.
Uh-oh.
But I may have an answer to Evan's question.
Which one?
The Wizards?
The Rollins, Ryan Rollins.
You have the answer?
I might.
Okay. What is it?
Former NBA player Ryan Rollins was charged with 7 counts of petty larceny in January of 2024 for allegedly shoplifting household items from a Target store 7 times between September and November of 2023.
I do remember that. Yeah, he was swiping stuff from Target.
Allegedly or?
Between practices.
He was caught. He does average multiple steals a game.
Baby sticky fingers, huh? Dude, you in the league.
Well, I guess he wasn't at that point. That might have been
Well, Milwaukee forgave him.
So January 2024 was right around when he got
ranked. We all make mistakes. And it looks like the Bucks forgave him, and they're getting rewarded.
He's averaging 21 now, so they're just giving him stuff for free.
Has Ryan Rollins now become the best young player that the Warriors kind of let get away? If you want to categorize it like that.
Does Jordan Poole count? I know I'm going to get it. It's Jordan Poole to me.
Okay. But Rollins is emerging.
Yeah. He's played 18 good games.
Yeah. Which is one against us. More than Kuminga.
One was against us.
All right, let's go to Steven in Concord. Get us rolling here. What's up, Steven? How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys, and good afternoon to both of you guys.
Back
love
at
your
you.
Show, but,
thank you.
But, Guru, you're killing me, man.
Tell me why.
Steiny, I love you. It can be both. Steiny's right. The players aren't good enough, and they haven't been able to practice. And the young players can certainly get better, more tightened up, as Steiny says. You know, the Warriors, their margin of error is very little right now. And so if you can correct a couple turnovers a game, a couple of those small mistakes, that makes a huge difference in stopping runs, starting runs. So both can be true. I mean, the bottom line is the Warriors' young guys have not progressed as we've wanted per their talent. Pods, everyone. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say Jonathan because he gets ripped all the time, but they're not good enough, and the older players are too old. They can't play every game, and as we're saying, they're going to get injured at some point and miss some time. So it's tough, and both things can be true. Just wanted to throw that out there.
No, I got you. I hear
you. Sorry, I do love you, but today you're off.
Well, hey, before you go, let me say this, and I hear you, but you're not the only one. Some agree with what I'm saying. I mean, the NBA, it's cutthroat, man, and maybe I'm going off because – this is another example of the practice. I know what practice means, but I'm hearing this along with the miles, the schedule, and all that very well may matter, but I think I'm getting a lot of it. And you know, maybe you can hold on to that thought, but it feels like the 9-8 is coming with a bunch of stipulations. But if you guys are right and they're going to get this practice time and the schedule, you don't got to travel like they've been traveling, NBA, watch out.
What's wrong with this?
No,
go ahead, Steven, my bad.
Guru, I don't think that like it's going to turn him into a championship contender.
Okay.
But it can certainly change the difference in a couple games here or there, and that might be the difference between a play-in and the sixth seed.
I got
you. So while not perfect, but you know, it will make strides for the Warriors.
I hear you. All right.
Appreciate the call, Steven. Nick Friedell was on with one of the shows, one of the days. Yesterday. All right.
The roast.
I want to hear this one because this is playing right into what we're talking about.
These games, and this is a problem that the NBA has, to your point about consumers, they just don't matter. These games, the regular season games, especially early in the season, they just don't matter that much. The NBA, because of load management and the schedule and on and on and on, they've devalued the regular season product. That is inarguable.
I agree.
It's just not as important as it used to be. Specific to the Warriors, I understand why they're doing what they're doing, though, because they want these guys specifically, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, Al Horford, to be ready for the games in March and April. They start missing those games, then we got a problem. But right now, I don't see there being much of one.
Welcome to the NBA.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this, too, and we love Nick, man. So, Steiny, you know, if you agree with that, and I'm not saying I don't, the haves and the have-nots, that's the NBA, the top-tier teams and then the bottom feeders. If the Warriors are trying – and, I put this out, Operation Avoid the Play-In, I thought we were going to take the regular – and I'm not saying they're not, but I thought we were going to take an opportunity to utilize the regular season to avoid and try to get the best seeding possible to avoid that cockamamie play-in that we've been a part of, it feels like, every year. So how can the Warriors do that
and take
the regular season lightly? Well, because right now we're eighth, and if they're doing what Nick is saying, then we're going to be right where we were last year, chasing up, you know, going uphill.
What? The whole question is whether they can manage the regular season and finish out of the play-in. And it's going to be hard. Like that part's not going away this year, I don't think. Football Friday is presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. This is the one I want to hear from Nick Friedel. This should looks like it might alleviate some of your concerns. Well, where are we going, Nick?
I look at this schedule, they're going to start winning a lot of games soon. I think they're going to start stacking together a lot of wins here in the next month or two because the schedule does soften. I mean, it's insane how many games they've played. The fact that they've already had five back-to-backs. Let's not forget that these guys are human. They go through stuff on and off the floor. It's all part of it. I understand from a fan standpoint why people would be frustrated right now. Where I would caution everybody is, if they start losing games over the next 2 months when they're at home and they can practice and they can do the things that they want to do to come together more as a team, then you get concerned. Don't worry so much when they're at the end of a long trip and they're not exerting the type of effort that you'd like to see.
That's our guy. I like that. All right.
Well, he says
I check myself.
See, he says it, you take it to heart.
I was saying practice don't matter.
You did say that. And see, this is where our relationship has grown. And this is where...
Yeah, I mean, it truly has.
Yeah, I know. And I'm so proud of myself because back in the day, I might have been a weasel. And I'm not a weasel anymore.
And what would a weasel
have
done?
Well, I would have gone to Evan and said...
No, I talked to Evan.
Can you find that? No, I would have said, can you find that? And Evan would have been like, yeah, I can find it. And I would have said, go find it. But now I don't. I just say, let him say he didn't say it, and that's fine. And we're still friends.
No, play it all in its context and how is it, and my point. Snotty, I'm just telling you this, and it's Payday Friday. I mean this. I'm just getting concerned. I'm hearing you know what? You can believe a lot of stuff. But maybe keep it in-house. I just think now a like lot Draymond? Of stuff like excuses are starting to creep out. And I'm not accustomed to it.
And
but
again,
I like what Nick so said. Hey, Goo,
what about
relax.
What about when I say something like...
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's the difference between reality and an excuse? Like, if you can objectively point to the fact that the Warriors have had travel miles, games in different cities, bunched up games, more back-to-backs, if that's a reality, what, can't we acknowledge it? That's all I'm saying. Or is it just about winning or losing and you got to win, and if you do or if you don't,
no,
it doesn't matter.
No, you can acknowledge it, but I just feel like it's being, and I'm not by myself, I won't even mention names, but it's getting a lot of run, you know, and when you hear it and it gets a lot of run and it's over and over and you know that you hadn't heard certain guys, including the coach, go play that card, and you can say, well, that card didn't need to be played because they didn't have these travel issues. It's like, okay, 9-8 is not because we squandered the lead against Milwaukee or Indiana. It's because of other things. And I'm trying to hone in and focus on just what's on the hardwood and what's not happening, not when guys are sitting, but when they're together. And, you know, OKC, I know they're the champs. I thought we were going to have a better showing. Didn't happen. And, you know, I haven't let go of Indiana and Milwaukee when we had our guys. So, but now hearing Nick say it, Stoney, and the callers, I'm going to sit back and watch out. And that's what I want. You know, I want nothing more than that. But watch out now, because this team's going to be able to practice over there at Chase.
See, I know you –
why are you laughing?
Because it's not going to be overwhelming. Like, you don't practice one day and then you become the Thunder. It's day after day after day.
You're saying what I was saying. I guess that's all I was trying to tell you.
I mean, the idea that practice is irrelevant, like, well, then let's reexamine everything we've ever thought about sports.
Let's keep it real. I love sports too much to say that practice means nothing. I'm telling you, and this could another example of my bad analogies, you could have the worst singing voice, go get the best singing coach,
right,
and you're going to come out that session with a stinky singing voice.
But it'll be the best voice that you can possibly have as a limited singer.
I'm serious. My drift on that.
And hopefully you get my drift. It's like, if Brandon Pajemski is not dotting his I's and crossing his T's when he's out on the court, and he's not cognizant of turning the ball over too much or being in the right place defensively or swinging the ball, then practice is the place where you can say, let's start talking to, you know, let's, Brandon, you've got to start swinging the ball more quickly. Why can't you do that in a game? You can do it in a game, but it gets reinforced more in practice. Let's go to Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. What a conversation. Yeah, man, you don't get musicians, you put them together and they practice, but they're not really good musicians. They don't get great.
Right.
So I hear what you're saying, Sonny. I mean, there's obviously both things are true, as Ralph Barbieri would say, but the reality is that I think there's a limit to kind of the practice thing being able to really overcome deficiencies that it's obvious these guys have. So I think that's where I think we need to meet somewhere in the middle. The other thing I wanted to say was Steve Kerr knew at the beginning of the season what the schedule was. I mean, it wasn't like they just dropped it on him, Sonny. I mean, he had time to prepare. He knew what he was going up against. And so I was saying, why weren't you more prepared? It's like in hockey when they run the different lines out. He could have set the team up to be able to run different formats out if he was concerned about the rest. Why didn't he address that in a different way? I mean, you don't get into the schedule and start losing and then start talking about, well, it was a rough trip. Of course it is. And I'm really shocked at the media, Steiny, and you've been part of that for a long time. I'm being a little bit sarcastic, but I am kind of shocked that the media is really buying into this. You guys seem to be supporting what these guys are saying. I mean, come on, man. I mean, so these guys are professionals. They need to be challenged to play at their best. The media shouldn't be making excuses for these guys. Now, I'm with Guru. I'm kind of hearing that a little too much. It's coming from Friedel, yourself. It's coming from everybody. Oh, they got this tough schedule. Well, of course they do. They knew they were going to have this schedule, Steiny.
Well,
why are we acting like this is a big deal? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Kind of surprised you guys are doing that, honestly, Steiny.
Okay,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we shouldn't bring up that Steve Kerr thinks this has been a really tough start. And, like, I don't know that they didn't plan for it. For all I know, Steve Kerr's saying, we talked about this first 17 games. They're brutal. Let's just survive. And Steve Kerr might be saying, we survived.
Would they be talking about it, Steiny, if they had a better record? If they go on a run and won all these games, let's say maybe they went lost one game, would they be talking about the schedule?
Probably not.
That's my only point. Okay, last thing I want to say, switching gears real quick. So Rick Barry interview was excellent, guys. I mean, kind of the things he did said and didn't say. When you asked him about JK, he said no. He should probably be doing more scoring, not less.
That's
interesting.
Yeah.
When he asked about Pods, he says, no, he's doing too much. Now, Rick is a diplomat. He's very smooth. He didn't criticize any player. He didn't say anything about not liking anybody. He just, hey, just given the talent, this is what this player should be doing or not doing. This is what this player should be doing or not doing. That's the way we should be looking at basketball, man. It's about what you're capable of doing. And if J.K. is feeling like he's going to get criticized if he does more, no wonder the kid's not doing much. So I think Rick nailed it, man. I appreciate you guys having him on. Thanks.
Thank you, D's. Appreciate it, Austin. Thanks for the call.
Did that Kuminga one shocked me, Stoney, and I tried to say what Austin just said, but you were like, ooh, I think you said, you got to just go play if you're Jonathan Kuminga. But Stoney, I think he is the prime example of, if he's hearing you don't fit the mold or you don't fit, I could understand a player like him at his age maybe taking his gas off the – well, his foot off the gas, but the first five games he was playing excellent and we were all pointing it out. So I don't know why he had some subpar games and turning the ball over the last three or four, but Rick said
he's on scouting reports.
Rick knows way more than me, Sonny. I never looked at Jake. Yeah, that I'm disappointed with, no doubt.
Okay, so when I say, like, he can't drive by a guy.
But I didn't see him being passive, though. I hadn't thought he was being passive. We were like, he's making the right play. But Rick's seeing something else.
Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's go to Maxine in San Jose. Hey, Maxine, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Is this okay? I'm driving, so I have to do the hands-free thing.
Yeah, we got you. Right.
You're fine.
Okay, cool. Good. I wanted to say just one thing, but now I want to say two things. First thing, about the practice. I remember last year, Kerr would come out and say, you know, we had a really good practice. We were able to make some changes. And if I remember correctly, when you look at the games following that, especially the next game, you would see the changes and they would win, or at least they would play significantly better. So, yeah, it's not for, you know, we're changing the world. But again, there's such a margin that anybody can win in the NBA, right? So that makes a difference.
Yeah.
That's my thought. Yeah. And I don't know if any of you guys can look at the stats for, you know, coordinate that to look back. That would be awesome. But I think I'm right.
Maxine, I'll tell you this.
Evan, get on that.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. He doesn't need to. When Jimmy came, the practices were a lot better. How about that? Because up until he came, we were two games under 500, Stoney. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember those days, questioning everything. So I don't know how many practices they were having then. But it started hitting once Jimmy got to the Bay.
Yeah. Kind of when the schedule softened a little bit.
By the way, we don't know when they practice. Like, we have an idea the day of, but, like, do you know the Warriors' practice schedule for the next 12 days?
No, I could probably get close.
Yeah, you could get it. You could get close, but you don't know. So, I don't think we have those stats.
Well, their next game is Monday. So, they had a day off yesterday. So, I got to believe Saturday they'll get together, probably be light, and then Sunday they'll have, like, a full-on practice. And then Monday they'll have, I guess they haven't had shoot-arounds either. I'm just saying.
Maybe we should run the win-loss record after shoot-arounds, too.
We can do that.
I feel what he's putting down.
Who?
Evan.
Yeah. I mean, Evan was a star. He didn't have to practice. Like, I get that. Like, Bird didn't need to practice. Magic didn't need to practice. But they don't have. They only have Curry and Butler and Green. The other guy's got to practice.
I got to
practice.
No, I got to say this.
You got to.
Yeah. But shout out Allen Iverson. Stoney, I can't wait for Kuminga to come back for the simple fact that Rick thinks he was being passive and that didn't jump out at me. Like, I'm trying to think, did you see him being passive?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was unsure of himself, I think, the last couple games before he, before he got hurt. He was clearly being tentative. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, that's how you turn it over.
It's one of the ways. Let's go to Marvin Livermore. He says, I'm being hypocrite. Oh, should we All right, go ahead, Marv. We got a few minutes. What's up, Marv?
Hey, fellas. Hey, you know, I love your show, and Steiny, you always get me when I hear something where you're talking out both sides of your mouth.
Kidding.
So last year, it was Kuminga's not improving because he doesn't practice. Well, where's Moody, Pods, and everybody, QP, GP2, all of them then? Where's their practice off the court getting better at their job? And then... and JK, he is the scapegoat. Everybody knows that, because once he has turnovers, three or four, he's going to be the scapegoat because he's not doing what the coach wants. And then the third thing that I have is two things. One, last year when they got Jimmy Butler, there was no film on him and Steph playing together. So, you know, you put a semi-superstar and a superstar together, it changes, and Jimmy brought something new. The Warriors went from, what, last in shooting free throws to almost first.
Yeah.
So it changed them entirely. And then this year, now the team's other opposition has film on them, so it's easier for them to defend because now you had a whole offseason to defend with Jimmy on the court. But I do think the Warriors will be a little bit better if Melton comes back and he's relatively healthy. Yep, that'll put Paul.
We lost Marv. He stuck it to me though.
Yeah,
I let him stick it to me.
I'm Team Marv.
I don't know what he was like.
Something about last year.
Who said Kuminga doesn't practice? Like I have no idea what anybody's practice.
I didn't think that's where he was going. I was like, he got him on this.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see some of our favorites, Frank and Tim, in states other than California. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Ceramani Ford. Ceramani Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down and no payments for 90 days on all Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Ceramani Ford on Ceramani Boulevard in Colma, Daly City, or 24/7 at CeramaniFord.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent.
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.